concerns with. It's so blessed to know that we can trade our sorrows and our sickness and our pain for the joy of the Lord. And that's what it's all about, is the joys of the Lord. It's just a joy to see everyone here this morning. I tell you what, this congregation is growing. We had 55 new members last year, and I think with the new members that we're inducting today, is 19? 19 already this year. So you can see where this church is going in Warsaw, that we're on fire for the Lord, and that is a true joy for me especially. And just like to make a couple of quick, or one quick announcement anyway, that Debbie Stout will be in the narthex after the service with the photo directory update with the pages with all of those new members' pictures. So we need to pick those up and add them to your directory at home. So be sure and keep that in mind after the service. And also after the service, be sure and remember the VIM dinner downstairs for all of those that are shareholders. And if you aren't a shareholder, don't worry about it. Go anyway. You can make a little donation, become a shareholder, and help support the VIM mission of this church. And we just hope to have a larger VIM group in the future and do more projects.
Jay, what is VIM?
Volunteers in Mission.
All right, thank you.
That's Volunteers in Mission go to different cities and states, and some here, the most recent being in Fulton, where they rehabbed a house for the homeless. And we've been on everything from Katrina to Beaumont, Texas, to Fulton, Missouri, and it's just a wonderful time. We end up, speaking for me, I've been on two of them, and you end up getting more out of it than you ever give. So it's a great thing to consider if you got the time and wish to do it. Talk to some of the VIM members at this after the service at luncheon. And also, in our prayers and concerns, we want to continue to lift up Larry Kahn. He's here with us this morning, but he's having a lot of problems with his back yet. And on the back of your bulletin is all of these people that are in need of our concerns and our prayers. Be sure you read those. Take them all to heart. Take this bulletin home with you. Put it by your prayer chair or wherever you spend time in prayer. Keep that close to you and lift each one of those up in prayer. It's just this is a praying church, and we all know that God answers prayer because we've seen it right here in our church. And let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Oh, Lord God, we come to you with great joy this morning. We just thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the rain that refreshes. We look forward to the time of the new flowers and the green leaves and just the beauty of your surroundings. And we just praise you for our whole world that you give us. And Lord, we have so many concerns. We have all of these people that are sick and ill, and we have economic problems and people without jobs. And Lord, we just know that all of this is in your hands, and we just pray that you will deal with it swiftly, quickly, and give us good proceeds out of it. And Lord, may we move forward in your light, in your will. And Lord, as we just bask in your glory, we just ask your continued blessings on each and every one of us, this church, as we grow. We just ask your blessings as we move forward that we may do your will. And we just praise you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.